Proclamation number 6327 of 7th of August, 1955. God's presence. Wherever two or three come together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Therefore my presence is certain for all of you who remember me when you are gathered in a small circle, for I know about your thoughts which are meant for me, and every thought of me also draws me to you. And let it be said to all of you that my caring fatherly eye watches over you, no matter what situation you find yourselves in, for I know my small flock and whose thoughts were once directed towards me with longing love. I will always look after him in order to win him over completely while he is still on earth. Don't believe that I will let one of you fall, for your Father is faithful and he will not abandon you even if you turn away from him at times. Then my strong arm will embrace you and imperceptibly turn you back again until you completely surrender to me and only desire my constant presence. And I have promised you this presence of mine, and you need only remember me, you need only let me become the content of your speech, then I will stay with you invisibly and intervene in your thoughts and speeches. For a father likes to hear his children speak about him, and his love will always let him step into the midst of his children in order to instruct them and guide them on all paths. Always remember that you came forth from my love and that this love is an unbreakable bond which you once wanted to sever of your own accord but which is indissoluble and draws me to you again and again. Even if I have to keep myself hidden from you because you still want to turn away from me. But how much more does a call from my child? And your willingness to accept me into your circle. Mean to me, which you humans testify to by being together in my name in order to hold spiritual conversations, to exchange ideas and to draw strength from my address. Then I will be with you in the word and you can speak with conviction of my presence. And thus I will send you words of love and assure you all comfort and help when you are in spiritual and earthly adversity. You always have me to whom you can turn your thoughts, and if only you turn to me with childlike trust your call will not go unheard. You only have to consciously want my presence. And I will always be with you. Therefore, always make an effort to create opportunities for spiritual exchange and willingly open your heart when I speak to you. And you will all have such opportunities, for I bring people together to whom I want to bring my word, and I can influence people everywhere and at any time so that they remember me and faithfully speak my name. And then open your ears and heart, for then I myself am present to you, and in my presence you can all feel safe, and an address from me will always bring you blessings. And this address can also take place mentally, but you will never walk away empty-handed where two or three were gathered in my name, for there I was also and poured out my spirit upon you. Amen.